How's it going?
He's a radio veteran. He's got
the headphones going.
Got the headphones going. The microphone's already on.
Hey,
ready to go.
Congratulations on the effort last weekend. Before we get to this week, that was nice for you and for the team last weekend.
It was something that we needed, of course. It's very nice for the offensive line, the offense actually, to just to see us go out there, deliver what coach had asked us. He challenged us in the run game, and we were able to go out and establish a pretty balanced flow offensively. And, you know, we want to build on it. We really want to build on it. We don't want to get overconfident off one showing. We want to make it consistent.
You know, Fred, I'm going to go old school on you and reference Tony Dorsett. You know, when he first came into the league, Tom Landry didn't want him to run the ball 30, 35 times, and he wanted to. And they really clashed over that. He felt like he was better when he had the ball more. And it turned out he had a long career, and maybe it had something to do with, you know, carrying it 20 to 25 times a game rather than 30. When I don't know who made the decision to split your role with Maurice Jones-Drews in Jacksonville. I'm wondering if you resisted that at first, and if you look back on it, do you think it was a good decision? Do you think it extended your career at all?
Well, because of how my career went or how it was going, I've had my share of injuries first couple years, and I think that was more so me not paying attention to my body, not paying attention to the small things where I would let a toe injury, you know, linger around for 3-4 weeks, and next thing you know, it becomes a hamstring or a lower back, and all of that stuff tied in together. So I kind of started paying attention to that. And then as my career going, the teams, they continued to draft running backs because I was, quote-unquote, labeled fragile Fred, injury prone. And I've never thought I was soft or fragile. I fight with the toughest of the toughest. And, you know, they drafted backs every year. And then luckily my last 4 years there, guy by the name of Maurice Jones-Drew was drafted. Great player, great person. And I've always told people it was a blessing in disguise for me because I was putting out the same – I had the same output that the team wanted from me production-wise with fewer carries. And in my opinion, it created more longevity in my career for not to have as many carries, but to go out there and still be able to produce for the team. So that way, having Maurice was truly a blessing in disguise for me, and I loved every minute of it.
You know what? He doesn't strike me as a wallflower, man. He seems to have a pretty big personality and a pretty fun guy. What's he like? I just see his interviews, and I think, man, this guy's a trip.
Of course, like anyone else, he has the short guy complex, but he's a great personality, a great character. You love him. The thing I've always told him was, you know, you don't want to have any regrets in this business, as well as game. Yeah, continue to let people see who you are as a person. Don't be afraid to open up and show that personality. Because people want to see that. The fans want to see that. They want to interact with that. And you love to be around him. He's a competitor. He's fierce. He's much like Tom, although they play different positions. I mean, he cries when we lose because his heart is that big. And I love Maurice like a brother. I communicate with him. We talk about the games. You know, if I have nuggets or any cheats that I can give him, I've always passed it down. So I definitely miss him, but at the same time, I have something that I have to get accomplished.
Have you ever in your career seen a defense, either on film or going into a game, where you said before the game, we can't run against those guys?
No way. Never. You see teams, and it brings about more of a challenge, I think, in my opinion. I'm a competitor, and I want the best. I want the best from you as an opponent. I don't want anybody to come up there and you rank last statistically in the run area, and then you go out there and they hit you in the mouth. You know, I've never fooled myself in that fashion. So I've always wanted to compete versus the best. And you gear up, you get ready to go out there and smash mouth, and that's what it's all about. That's why you play football.
You told us a week ago, when you start watching film, the first thing you look at is the linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see when you see Ray Lewis?
A 14-year vet, very passionate, extremely passionate about the game of football, very smart, one of the best, maybe the top three backers to ever play the game. He's amazing.
What makes him so good? I mean, is it just the ability to cover ground, or is it, as you mentioned, is it the combination of his physical gifts with the brains?
I think it's a combination of his physical gifts, the speed, the size, the athleticism for a guy that size, the brains. He's very, very smart, very instinctive. He's like a cornerback slash safety inside of a linebacker's body, because he's just as gifted as those guys. He has great ball skills. When a quarterback make a bad read, he'll make you pay. He picks it off. A lot of linebackers drop the necessary picks. He picks them off and he punishes you. And his run after the catch isn't bad either.
And it says something. Maybe, you know, he's like you in the sense that, you know, you're in your, what is this now? You came out in 98?
98. This is number 12.
Your 12th year, and Ray Lewis came out. He's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much drop-off in his game. You know, what do you think that is? Is that just God-given ability, or is it, as you mentioned earlier, taking care of your body?
You start with the God-given ability, because even when you fall off, I think when your talent starts to diminish a little bit, God has given him so much. He's still coming back down to the human form. And that, along with the passion, you have to want to play. You know, you can be as talented as anyone. If you're not passionate, you're just wasting it. So his passion is extremely high. And Ray, he's a guy that, because he loves to play, he takes care of his body. We know each other personally, have known each other for a while. And in the off season, his regimen is outstanding. He really gets after it. And Ray can play as long as he wants. I really believe he can play 20 years at the linebacker
position. You think
position.
So? Wow.
Ray is
20
a,
years.
He can. I don't know if he
But you think he has the ability to do it?
He has the ability to, God forbid, any serious injuries.
In a perfect world, is what we saw last week, the run-pass ratio, what this team would like to do every week? Pretty much 50-50, that type of thing?
I think not only this team, but every team across the board in the entire NFL, that's what you want starting out when you look at your game plan. You know, you have your shot plays, you have your move the field plays, the plays that are your bread and butter plays. Game situations, that's why you love the game of football, just a sport. It's you never know what you're going to get once the game gets rolling. You know, at times you might game plan and say, we'll catch them in this coverage, let's bait them into this. But that's in a perfect world. And I think if we have to sling it 60 times to get the win, I'm all for it. Bottom line is winning the game. That's my mentality, and that's what I'm all about. Although you want to be balanced, we would like to keep that type of balance, you know. But it's not always perfect that way.
Fred, what do you think is the most challenging part physically of being a playing your position in the league? What is the thing that keeps you up and you're thinking, oh man, this is the tough part right here?
Could that sound like Alan out? Practice.
Not the game. Practice.
Not the game. You have, because of the uniqueness in our sport, you build up so much throughout the week, and then you let it all go in a three-hour span on Sundays, and then you do the same thing. You're living your life during the season about 6 days at a time almost. And as a running back, just the wear and tear, you know, that's the most challenging part. You can't confuse routine with commitment. You know, it's one thing to be committed, and you have to develop a routine, but you have to be committed to that routine, where some days you feel lazy, you don't feel like it, but you have to pinch yourself and get up and go and do it, because it's going to pay off in the long run. So I think the most challenging part as a running back is just being available for the games. Because we take some shots. We have that bullseye on our chest. 11 guys are gunning for us. And we take shots, but you have to be able to get off the ground.
We don't.
If you keep your headphones on, our producer is going to play, before you walk out, our producer is going to play that Allen Iverson. Because I play it all the time. Well, it cracks me up.
I can tell you this, Michael and I don't make enough to be able to pay your fine if you're late for this special teams thing. So we got to get you out of here. Thank you very much.
Hey, I love being on with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, give me a little something, James. Here it is.
Listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
That's your guy right there.
But my favorite
keep that
part,
in mind.
My favorite part is when he says, how silly is that?
Not a game.
Fred, take care.